Afghanistan is home for Sultana Parvanta. She's a former official with Afghanistan's Ministry of Commerce and Industry. Ms. Parvanta lives in Kabul, and she says this is a special time of the year to be in the Afghan capital.
Winter is beautiful here, actually. You see these magnificent mountains that surround the city full of snow right now against the blue sky and the sunshine, but cold and crisp. It's really beautiful. So it's a good time of the year for quiet time, for sitting around the fire, if you will, or around the bukharis, as we call them, the heating instruments. So I think it is a hopeful and optimistic time as we have put the elections behind us, as hard as it was for us. But now I think it's shifted and we have a new cabinet, and Afghans have no option but to be hopeful right now and hold a vision for peace and for stability and for prosperity.
It sounds like it's easier in Kabul in winter, a peaceful time of year, as you say, to envision peace.
I think so. I think people are more internal. You have to sit around, be with the family, keep warm, locate the whole family in one room. You go more to visit, because at nights, instead of staying in one place and cold, then people gather together and stay warm together.
You know, from here, President Obama's new strategy on Afghanistan, quite frankly, still looks kind of risky. Nobody really knows how it's going to play out. And I'm just wondering why you think that right now, here we are in the winter, the year is about to change, why you feel kind of optimistic that there's a new start, a new window of opportunity here?
Well, to see the outreach or the reaching out of the West in so many ways, in civil manner and military manner, to help Afghans to put their lives back together is really touching. You know, we just have to be optimistic. And Mr. Obama making the commitment to send new forces. But at the same time, I think there's also a lot of conversation about really having emphasis on ways to curb corruption, on ways to emphasize more development. I think those are really important. And I just hope that all of these efforts really focus on some main issues that directly relate issues of violence and bring about peace.
Do you think they will?
And if I may, I think so. I think that we have to focus on a few things. And I think that there are a couple of major avenues that are directly impact peace. I think Afghans have been so long isolated from the world. Look, for 30 years, schools were basically closed. Universities were less than half functioning. The doors were locked to the West, to any ideas. I think we need to have Afghans become aware that there are people around the world who live differently and yet peacefully across various differences, whether it's ethnicity, whether it's language or sectarianism. We need to make Afghans aware that they're people who coexist in peace. And we need to learn these things. You know, I think we have to make peace look good.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, I mean, you, as a former government official, you think about these things, Ms. Parvanta, all the time. So what are your thoughts about how to get Afghans from there to here to get the same sort of optimism that you've got?
Well, Afghans go to the winning side. You know, this is a part of becoming a part of the psyche in operation. People in Afghanistan, because of, I think it's also in the culture, but I think these years of war have really brought that to forefront. And as part of the cultural perspective of people, is they believe what they see. Practical, very pragmatic people.
You alluded earlier to a small but I think important snapshot of that pragmatism when you were talking about how people get together to stay warm at night. I mean, that's a very basic need. Tell me what those scenes are like and what do people talk about? And do you think that that is a way people can kind of like get back to what unites the country?
Afghans are very family oriented. Around the family, there's this old traditional system of heating we call sandali. And it's basically imagine a table, a square table, with half of the length of the legs, like a Western dining table, like cut the legs in half and put it on the ground. And they put a heater underneath it with charcoal. That's, you know, the burning charcoal. They put that under this table. And on top of this table, they put huge blankets, big blankets. I mean, like really big. And then all are the four sides of this table, for example, about a meter away from this table, there are these big cushions that you can lean on. And then everybody sit and pull this blanket over them, and they sit around this warm table, all covered underneath by the heat. And for example, these nights, there's conversations are very family-oriented. It's about the country, about politics, about what everybody did that day. Afghans are conversationalists. They are still that culture of people and relationships is very, very alive. And these are the things we have not used very much in terms of reaching the people. And we have done some, like the National Solidarity Program is totally like a grassroots movement that the government initiated with international assistance, which is, local governance coming back from the grassroots through local councils, or we call them shuras.
So I guess the thing to do is to visualize that sandali, that heating table, which unites everybody peacefully.
The idea of communal gathering, solving problems together, you know, and also across the sandali you talk. It's a conversation that solves all problems. It's the communication. It's like you and I, what you and I are doing right now is so incredibly valuable, and it's very, very essential and human. And if we have something to find a solution to it, we can do it through this kind of conversation. So that is the image of being together, looking for ways to solve problems, looking for peace, looking for a better future. Because, you know, after all, we are human. We can do these things. I mean, we're amazing.
Well, Sultana Parvanta, I enjoyed the conversation very much. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you for giving me this chance, because I really want to thank everyone who right now is helping Afghanistan. And thanks for the support, and many thanks for the vision of the peace and for all of us all over the world, and for the people of Afghanistan. Thank you.
Sultana Parvanta lives in Kabul, which is where she spoke to us from. Very good to speak with you again. Thanks so much, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to all of you.